What up, though? It's Duan Dandridge, CEO of Black Lives Detroit, and we are back with another episode of Speak for Yourself.
Our 50th episode.
Of course, we have the Ken Elkins, Saginaw's finest in the building.
What's happening?
And a very special guest, Ms. Erica Woods, from One Mother to Another. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So, Erica, the way that we normally like to kick the show off is we ask our guests to introduce themselves. So how would you, or what about you would you like our viewers to know?
Well, my name is Erica. I am the founder of One Mother to Another. So One Mother to Another is a nonprofit organization that I started. I started it because I had behavioral issues with my oldest son. And so I just felt like there was no outlet or nowhere for parents to go. So I just decided to create something myself. So I have an online platform to where, you know, moms get together, we talk, chat. But I also have a big passion and a love for giving back. So I kind of incorporated that into my organization and then have One Mother to Another.
Yeah. Our mothers probably could have used that.
Speak for yourself. You
they didn't have
a good kid.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Because they didn't use that. They just grabbed
a belt,
or whatever else they could grab, right? To try to straighten us out. It worked for me. I mean, Ken is like she. I don't know how many belts she probably went through, Ken. But no, like definitely like serious and commendable work. So what does it look like? How would a mother like be able to reach out and connect with you if she needed to be a part of that community?
So I do have a website, and then on the website, there's a link that'll take you right to our Facebook group. But most of the time, a lot of the moms that are in the group, they'll add another mom. I'll post on my social media where to find us. So they can either find us on social media or they can go to my website and get added to the group as well.
Okay. And without giving away some of the deepest secrets or anybody's personal information, like what is it like when they connect with you all? What type of things do you all share with each other?
So first of all, one of my rules in my group is no drama. I feel like as women, we deal with a lot of stuff outside of, you know, being moms, stressed, just everyday life, work. So when you come into One Mother to Another space, like no negativity, like I will, you, it's like even it's no chances, nothing. You got to go. So that's number one. And also I want them to feel safe, like a safe space for them to be able to share their information because, you know, with social media, a lot of times people like to screenshot stuff. And so I kind of stay on top of that, too, to make sure that they all feel safe, you know, in the space that we're all in.
And is this all online or is there actually opportunities for the mothers to meet in person?
Yep. So it is online. And then sometimes I'll have like a mom's night out or again, with the volunteering, that's another way that we bond because we talk all this time online and then you'd be like, hey, you know, that's such and such and such. Like, hey, girl. So volunteering also, I use that as a form of bonding with them as well.
Nice. So let's talk about that. So it sounds like you do some amazing volunteer initiatives.
Yes.
So what does that look like?
So every month, besides January, because that's kind of like my break, I find a different place in the city of Detroit for us to volunteer. So I have a big, big passion for the homeless community. When I was growing up, I wasn't homeless, but I didn't have a lot. So when I became an adult, it made me have a big heart for wanting to help people and give back because I know what it feels like to not have. So every month I'll, you know, make a flyer like, hey, this is where we're going to be. I get people to sign up. Sometimes it's not even people inside the group because I put it on all my social media platforms. And then we go volunteer every month, all year for 10 years.
For 10 years.
Yes. I just celebrated my 10th year in January.
Oh, amazing. Congratulations. Amazing. That is dope. Yes. Wow. And so how many people do you have in the group?
Right now I have like 4,900.
$4,900?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, wow. And it's not just moms from here. It's moms from all over.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Wow. And so that's 4,900 moms participating in different chats around. Now, is there, I'm going to say, like, topic driven chats, or is it just whatever they feel like talking about?
So sometimes it is topic driven chats. I might throw something out there. We do have like a Talk About It Tuesday, and just past Tuesday, we had a topic to where I asked the moms, what was the requirements for your kids, you know, when they turn 18, whether it be, are they going to college? Are they going to trade school? Okay. Do they have to work? So it's sometimes it's just different discussions. Sometimes we might share memes or, you know, whatever recipes. What are you guys cooking tonight? So just varies.
Oh, nice. Nice. So I guess on a topic driven Tuesday, if they came in and that was the conversation, would somebody like kind of share resources with programs and whatnot if somebody was kind of like trying to figure out where their kids were going to go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. People ask that type of stuff as well because that was something that I went through with my son. And, you know, me and his dad, we could not figure out like where to go, what to do. And I was frustrated. And so a lot of the times, even outside of Talk About a Tuesday, people share resources. Like now, you know, the kids are getting ready to graduate for this year. So if somebody sees something online for scholarships, they'll share them. So absolutely.
If it's okay, like, how's your son doing now?
Oh, he's doing excellent. Great. He's good. He's 24 years old. He lives in Chicago. My daughter, she's 18. She just went to Columbia in Chicago. So they're there together.
Wow. Nice.
He's doing really good.
Nice.
What's his name?
I don't call him Junior. Anton.
Shout out to Junior.
He's gonna kill me when he sees that.
Junior, keep doing your thing out there in the shot. That's what's up.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. Junior was an inspiration to something that is benefiting like a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah, over 10 years of benefiting people, right?
10 years.
You know, and 4,900 people. So that's pretty amazing. What are you most proud of in regards to the organization?
Probably I get a lot of messages from people. There was recently a young lady, she said that she was in a domestic violence situation, and she would catch the bus to work every day. And so she said, now she's in a better place. She's not with the guy. And she just said, being in the group and talking to you guys every day got me through. And she just messaged me and was like, I want to tell you thank you. So a lot of people messaged me like, you're such an inspiration. And I don't do any of this like for any type of accolades, like nothing like that. I'm just a regular mom. I feel like we all in some form go through the same things. And so that's probably what I'm proud of the most.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Amazing. So you got a barbecue volunteer initiative coming up.
Yes. Right?
In March.
March.
Barbecue in March. Outdoor barbecue in March.
Yeah. Well, cold. If you like are without home, then it's like all the barbecue
true.
Like that, you know what I mean? Unfortunately. But what's that going to look like? You talked to us about like when you go out to serve meals to people that find themselves homeless, you do it a certain kind of way. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So whatever I do when it's concerning the homeless, I do with excellence. I feel like a lot of times when people like want to give them food, clothes, sometimes people get them whatever, you know, clothes with holes in them or sandwiches. Not saying that they won't take it, but they get that stuff all the time. And so when I go out there, you know, I'll tell my volunteers like, hey, we're doing Hungry Howies. Some of them are chipping in. Whatever is left, I do the rest, you know, because they don't get subs or they probably get pizza, but I don't get pizza. Like, I'll get the turkey subs, or I've gotten Subway, or I've actually, you know, reached out to a Black-owned catering business and had it catered. I just want to always give them stuff that they don't normally get, and they be excited. When they see me coming, they like, oh, man, they know it's going to be something good.
Yeah. Okay. They go, Junior Mama. Good. So Junior Mama, y'all.
No, they call me good because a few times we did tacos, which that's not something that they always get. So it's a guy that be out there, and he like, oh, here come the taco lady. So, yeah, they be excited to see me coming.
That's what's up.
We got a volunteer opportunity for y'all in May.
May.
So our Ride for Equity. So we have our Ride for Equity coming up in May, where we ride bicycles from Detroit to Mackinac. The day of May 19th is our launch, right? And so we just launched from University of Detroit, U of D. And we ride up to Ferndale, just ride up Livernois to Ferndale.
Okay.
And so we need volunteers to come out and cheer everybody on, to attend some of the stations, to ride bikes from U of D to Ferndale. We'll have Mogo bikes there.
Get people signed up.
Get people signed up. So, yes, if you're looking for an opportunity in May, then we'd love to have you be part of that.
I would absolutely love to come. Every month I'm trying to – I'm online trying to find different places for us to volunteer, so absolutely – love to come.
Boom, we got you in May. I'll make sure Sharia.
I'm not riding the bike though.
You're not riding the bike. You can ride to Ferndale.
I need a cheerleader.
Yeah. So what's going to be on the menu when you go out with the barbecue? I'm really intrigued about that.
You really own this barbecue.
I'm really on the barbecue. I'm really intrigued.
I think you'd ask the most questions about the barbecue.
A catering company that I frequent. So he has a menu, and I'll just pick something from out of there. So it may be maybe fried chicken, some macaroni and cheese, you know, a vegetable, a roll, salad.
Okay. Nice.
Good stuff.
Nice.
But nothing barbecue?
No, there is. So let me tell you, there is.
You having a barbecue with nothing?
No,
barbecue?
There is a barbecue.
That's what they call it.
No,
might as well.
It's kind of like a chicken fried
taco lady because she brings fried chicken to barbecue.
No, so there's a lot of different foods out there. There's actually an organization that hosts this, and we just go out there and help them.
Okay.
So there's guys that's out there, and they're actually on the grill every time.
Oh, nice.
And they're out there every Saturday. So no matter what, we've been out there in the snow, no matter what the weather is, we go out there. So
sometimes y'all will just collaborate with the other people that are out there.
Yep.
A lot of times. Yep. Okay, nice. Nice. And so if somebody wanted to sign up for that, to come and help and volunteer with you, how could they find you?
So on social media, on my Instagram, on my Facebook, and then also on my website.
Okay.
So whenever I get ready to post the flyer for the event, they'll see the event, and I'll give instructions on what you need to do, whether it be, you know, text me, call me, you know, say you want to sign up, and then I'll tell you if I need you to bring something, and then that's that.
So what's your social media?
It's the number one and then mother to another, 2014.
Cool. Is that the same as the website? What's the website?
So the website is onemothertoanother.org.
With the number one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. You said something that really resonates with us at Black Leaders Detroit. That is one of the reasons we started the organization. You said oftentimes when you go out, you're funding this out of your own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We find a lot of Black nonprofit leaders like still doing that in the way for the reasons that you already like mentioned, right? Like growing up, not having a lot gives you an affinity, affection, connection to people that find themselves in similar circumstances. And you've been doing that for 10 years.
Yep, 10 years. And I work in midnights and I have a toddler. People can make excuses, but I mean, I find the time when you love doing something, because people ask me all the time, like, how do you get sleep? Because I've been almost working midnights for 10 years too, because it just works for my life. And then during the day, I'm able to do my nonprofit. I get up and do it. I love doing it so much. So eventually I hope I get to a point to where I don't have to work, and you know, my nonprofit can be my job. So
amazing. I that makes it even more special, right? So, you know, being able to be nominated by one of our members during Black History Month, and being able to make a $5,000 donation in partnership with our members and our other like philanthropic partners. So it's good to be able to sow into the work that you're doing. we'll be rooting for you
Thank
and
you.
Sharing tips that might help you transition and be able to raise even more money. I got some thoughts and ideas on some people you should definitely reach out to.
Okay.
Yeah, and here's the, I think sometimes we overlook the significance of being nominated by a member to receive, you know, a grant, but that means that people are noticing your work, right? Noticing right. what you're doing, value what you're doing, so much so to when we ask for open nominations, they're like, hey, one mother to another, you know what I mean? And give us a description of why we should donate to you, so on and so forth. So it is just a tribute to the work that you're doing, right? That people are acknowledging you and recommending you, you know, for different things. So congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you guys, too. This is really awesome what you do to be able to pour back into nonprofits and businesses, too, because I follow you guys online. So this is awesome what you guys do. So thank you as well.
So you knew you was going to get $5,000 check.
No.
You follow us online. You weren't surprised. You wasn't surprised. You knew you was getting a $5,000
check. That's why she was so cool.
No.
That's what she was like, oh, okay, yeah, run it then. It's good.
Thank you. Got her hair, shoot my hair straight. With a camera, man. Right. Got her hair straight.
No, that
she's
is not
looking directly at Jared. Yeah. Why she keep looking at the camera? Why she don't look at the
she
camera?
She even followed us on social media. I told y'all it was going to be hard to surprise her.
Oh, my God.
That's what it was. She knew what was
man.
Up.
Oh, man.
Ken tried to come up with a plan so we could just get all y'all in one day. But we weren't able to pull that off. But next time. No, well, thank you for coming and joining us. Is there anything else exciting that you want to mention that we didn't get to dive into?
Let's see. Well, and I don't know if I told you guys, for the month of October, I have something that's called Socktober. So for the entire month of October, and I've been also doing this for about 8 years, so for the month of October, I'll collect socks and other essential items for the homeless, and then in November, we'll pass them out. So that has been, like, my biggest, like, I've had so many businesses involved. It's just awesome, and so I'll gather book bags, like, at least probably, like, 500 book bags myself. And then in November, we'll pass them out. So it'll have stuff in there like, of course, the socks, toothpaste, toothbrush, lip balm, you know, little snacks, just a bunch of stuff. So.
Nice. It's nice. That's amazing.
And people can donate to that by just going to your website as well, right?
Yep. Okay. Normally, a month before, I'll start talking about it, and then I give, you know, let people know the ways that they can donate, whether it be my Amazon wish list, money, or just dropping off socks.
Amazing.
Yep.
Erica, thank you so much for coming to hang out
with us.
You're welcome. We appreciate it. You did an amazing job, by the way.
Thank you.
So, that is it. This is our 50th episode of Speak for Yourself, and we are so glad to have you all staying in touch with us, keeping up with us, learning about amazing organizations, putting up with Ken, putting up with me. We love y'all. Can't wait to see y'all on episode 51. Peace.
Peace.